In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at pork exports to Central America, which achieved growth in the first half of 2020, despite numerous challenges related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The region's restaurant sector largely closed down in March, with the exception of home delivery services, and restaurants that recently reopened still face occupancy limits. Lucia Ruano, USMEF representative in Central America, explains that this put an emphasis on new consumer marketing campaigns aimed at restaurant meals ordered online and preparation of more U.S. pork meals at home.
With the pandemic, all the restaurants were forced to stop their activities in the physical space and shifted to home delivery service exclusively in order to survive. So the industry has seen the need to strengthen the online channel. Many consumers are moving to e-commerce platforms. And although many consumers want to recreate the culinary experiences at home, and because of the mandatory restrictions in each country, we are promoting the stay-at-home recipes with easy ways to prepare U.S. pork cuts.
Culinary education programs in the region have also moved online and have been expanded to include not just food service industry professionals, but also end consumers.
We used to educate employees of our partners, who in turn educated consumers of the food service industry. But usually we didn't reach the end consumer as directly as now. One of the benefits we have discovered is that now we are able to identify the type of audience that we want to reach. So this can give us the opportunity to focus the webinars strategies according to the different purchasing power levels of groups, their preferences, and age groups to influence the message that we want to give to the audience.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.